Welcome to Metal Mike's Metal Militia Meltdown, or MMMMM for short, with your host, Metal Mike. That's me. Hello to all metalhead life forms everywhere, and to everyone else out there. The secret is, bang the rocks together, guys. All the way from California, we have Steve Zecho Souza from the mighty North American thrash band on the West Coast, Exodus. He's the singer. Thanks for being on our show, Metal Mike's Metal Militia Meltdown, or MMMMM for short. How goes it out in sunny Cali?
Yeah, it goes really well. Mike, Metal Mike, huh? Boys, that's your original, I must say, don't you think, Mike?
Yeah. That's why I added the Metal Militia Meltdown to distinguish myself from the other hacks.
All right. Well, great to be here with you.
All right. Let's get right into it. What is metal?
Metal is religion. Come on, Mike. With a name like Metal Mike, you should know what metal is. But metal is a way of life. Metal is what keeps some people going, keeps a lot of people going. Metal is what's kept me going for 54 years.
What was the first porno you remember watching?
My dad took me in 1975 or 76 to see a double feature. It was The Groove Tube and Flesh Gordon. And Flesh Gordon, I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. I was wondering, while so many people in the audience were staring at my dad, and then as I got older, I realized why that was. Who the hell takes an 11-year-old kid to see this?
You're heading out on a 30-day run across Europe, playing at some of the largest metal festivals with the biggest names in metal for more than something like 30 years. Not really a question. That's just fucking awesome.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to get to play with all of our heroes. Still, some of our heroes and even newer bands that we've become friends with. And, of course, the guys that we've come with through the ranks at the same time. Always fun to play those festivals. That's where you get to see all your friends and all the people. And when we go on stage, of course, Exodus promotes violence. There's, 4, 5, 6, 9 bits. So good to be out there during the festival run.
Who would win in a fight? Megadeth's Vic or Motorhead's Snaggletooth?
You gotta give it to Snaggletooth on that one. Definitely a more vicious character. I mean, you know, especially for the origin of Snaggletooth, but and not because the man himself has passed, I would just have to say, I give that one to Snaggletooth.
I know you love grilling. What's the best way to prepare a nice, juicy steak?
Obviously, you have to have some type of knife or machete, you know what I mean? So, something to cut the heads off. But I guess a baseball bat or something to do some lead pipe to do some damage like that wouldn't matter either, you know? That'd be good to have as well. Something to swing, definitely.
Where do you see metal in the future? The millennial generation kind of dropped the ball. Will we ever see another Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, or Dio-type musicians in any meaningful way again?
I don't know. I think when you look at metal in that sense, and especially in our sense, you're talking about people that have innovated a sound there, and hard to replace the originals, as unfortunate it is as we are getting older and some are either A, passing away or deciding to disband. So we are definitely given that now. That's become a reality here in 2018. So that's how I would kind of have to look at that.
Do you have a story about your first time at a concert?
Not hard. At a concert, it would have to be my first time at a concert. I don't think it happened until I was in Exodus, and it was at one of our concerts. It was one of the first times, and then it was one of the first times of many after a while, so.
Over the years, you guys have had a ton of killer shirts made. Which are your favorites?
Any of the ones where my face is not on them, most likely. We're always good about putting some kind of killing or demon or devil or something like that with the pentagram and the 666. I always love those.
Who is your favorite Golden Girl?
Oh, that would have to be Beatrice Arthur. She played Maude, and I loved Maude. She still looks good if you looked at her. She has not. She keeps herself going.
What's your favorite random fact?
Random fact. My favorite random fact? Donald Trump is the president of the United States.
Mine is the average speed of a male ejaculate is 28 miles an hour, according to a UCLA professor. I've never measured it.
I've watched it, but I've never measured it. So I guess we could... I haven't either, but I mean, you know, sometimes you throw farther than others, I guess, if you were to go there.
Thank you, Zetro, for taking the time and talking with us today on Metal Mike's Metal Militia Meltdown, or MMMMM for short.
Great to be here, Metal Mike. Again, so original there. Amazing.
Zetro gets it. Make sure to be on the lookout this summer and catch Exodus on tour. And remember, people, there is an art to flying, or rather a knack. The knack lies in learning how to throw yourself at the ground and miss. Clearly, it's the second part, the missing, that presents the difficulties.